Hello and welcome to Excessive Fantasy Violence, a podcast about another podcast. We're here to talk about the ending of Captain America: Civil War, just to avoid dropping the hardcore spoilers into our main podcast. So, just to be clear, in about 10-15 seconds, we're going to start spoiling the ending of Captain America: Civil War. If you don't want to know, stop listening. Ready? Have you stopped? Cool. So, at the end of this film, Captain America and Iron Man fight, and Captain America wins, motivated, I think, mostly by his love for Bucky, and they wander off. It was quite a big emotional fight. I did appreciate the raising of the stakes with the revelation that the Winter Soldier had killed Iron Man's parents.
That was good, definitely. And I had always been wondering how come they never revealed how Tony Stark's parents died. And I was thinking that I bet they're going to bring Winter Soldier into this just to add that extra level of drama, which they did, you know, really well. Now, like, there's a bit like when they're punching each other, and I think, like, you know, Captain America's got Iron Man in a headlock, or the other way around, and Captain America's like, you know, this doesn't change anything, it won't bring her back. And then Tony Stark's like, I don't care, he killed my mum. And it's brilliant. It's a great little character bit.
Part of me was disappointed they put so many of the scenes from that final battle in the trailers, because it does set you in this mode of sort of waiting for it, sort of this specific fight in that sort of disused bunker thing.
Yeah, I kind of, when I watched the trailer, I was like, okay, that bit is the ending. Like, the bit when it's like, when, you know, when it's Bucky and Captain America just beating on Iron Man, and they're kind of passing the shield back and forth to hit him with. I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure that's going to be the ending of the film. And it was.
Well, yeah, that, and I'm sorry, Tony, but he's my friend. So was I. And yeah, I mean, that's a great line and a great way of hammering home the conflict. I can see why one would put it in a trailer. It would be hard to resist, but...
Although, interestingly, in the trailer, it's a different take. In the trailer, it's more like sad, so was I. And in the film, it's more of an angry, so was I. And I did notice that, oh, they switched that up.
I didn't notice that, but I'm sure you're right.
I mean, obviously, no one dies. In the comic, I believe Captain America does die at the end. That doesn't happen in the film. In fact, neither of the kind of main characters die. I think we assume that Captain America wins the fight because he gets Iron Man's helmet off and raises the shield above his head and then brings it down to smash Iron Man's kind of core power unit, so he's defenseless. I guess at that point he could have severed Iron Man's head. So based on that, I think, you know, Captain America did win.
No matter how much he loves Bucky, I feel like that, like, severing Iron Man's head would have been a tad out of character.
Yeah, but I guess the potential was there, which means that, like, there's no way Iron Man could have claimed, oh yeah, I could have come back from that.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, he'd have mobilised him, he'd won, yeah. Maybe I'm being pedantic by saying I felt the ending trailed off a bit. I mean, I guess ultimately they had the revelation and then they just fought till there was a clear winner. I suppose I can't really say they didn't deliver on the promise of it. I was just kind of expecting something a bit more resolved the plotty rather than, and then Steve won and buggered off.
The film did kind of stop rather abruptly after that. And part of me thinks that may have been a good thing, because I was certainly, at the back end of a 2-hour film, I was not really in the mood for like 20-minute denouement. That would have just kind of killed it. I mean, and it is a very good film. It is very well paced. It did not feel like a 2-hour film. It did really move really quickly, unlike Batman vs Superman, which certainly did feel like a 2-hour film. In fact, it felt more like a 3-hour film.
They were pretty much the same length, I think. They were both verging on 2.5 hours.
Yeah, but Captain America: Civil War was much better paced throughout. I kind of like the fact it did stop rather abruptly after the final fight to preserve pacing and not have this kind of excessive self-indulgent denouement. But I do feel it did leave a lot of plot threads hanging that really could have been tidied up, such as Tony Stark now controls the Avengers, but who are the Avengers? They've all kind of buggered off with Steve Rogers. Like, there's, I guess he's got Vision and Spider-Man and War Machine, and War Machine is recovering from paralysis, you know, that was dealt to him during the big Act 2 fight. So I guess, well, there's only like, what, 4 Avengers? And then there's a kind of the rogue Avengers, which seems to be pretty much all of them. Even quite a few of the people from Iron Man's side in the big fight-up, such as, you know, Black Panther and, you know, Black Widow and whatever, have now gone over to Steve Rogers' side.
Yeah, and there is definitely a bit of dialogue towards the end, but it makes sure to make it clear that the Sokovia Accords are still in force, so presumably that does mean that if Captain America and the heroes who are finish up on his side are going to keep fighting crime outside of the Avengers, then that means that it's against the law, or does the Sokovia Accords only cover the Avengers?
It's a... I don't know. We could do a whole podcast on what the international law ramifications of the Sokovia Accords are, because my big question is, who's going to enforce the Sokovia Accords? A law is only a law when it's enforced. That's one of the problems of international law, which is you can make it as much as you want, but big countries break it, and there's not really much that can be done about that. So these are people more powerful than countries, so...
The UN was the idea, wasn't it? That was what was stated reassuringly.
I guess so. So the armies of the world are there to enforce the Sokovia Accords. I mean, it's going into geopolitics, which just made the film longer and slower. In fact, it could have done maybe a little less geopolitics, because the conflict about Bucky was, I think, sufficient to sustain the film. But I guess the idea was that Iron Man and his kind of, you know, kind of his team were supposed to be the people who would enforce the Sokovia Accords, which raises the question, they have to, you know, if they enforce them selectively, then there's no point in them. And also the other question, which is that he tries to enforce it in this film and he does get beaten by the anti-Sokovia Accord sign. So I don't know. I'm not sure how that's supposed to work, really.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll have to wait for whatever the next important film is. I mean, I gather Iron Man's meant to be in next year's solo Spider-Man films. Maybe it'll come up then. Yeah. As to whether, you know, the Sokovia Accords are now in force and having massive effects everywhere or not.
We've got a few lower key street level superhero films coming up. Like, I can imagine Spider-Man will be a very much New York based.
Yes, well, yeah. Well, it's got Doctor Strange and Guardians are the next two, I think.
Well, Guardians obviously is space based and another planet, so Sokovia doesn't cover that. Doctor Strange seems quite mystical and possibly even takes place in involving other dimensions, or kind of that Harry Potter idea of, you know, there's magic in the world, but it's hidden most of the time. So again, you know, that's how they get around that. And, you know, then it's Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Well, that's going to have to address it in some way, isn't it? Because according to the end of this film, Ant-Man's now a fugitive.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. But he was kind of a fugitive anyway, in the sense that he was already a kind of a criminal.
He was already somewhat working outside the law, wasn't he? Okay, maybe, I don't know, but yeah, I'm guessing maybe Spider-Man or Ant-Man's probably the next film where they might have to actually address it.